Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Computer's here. Our old friend, our good friend, Catherine Computer, president of Self-Brand, seven-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Are a Brand, also Breakthrough Branding. She's one of the top branding experts in our Brain Trust. And she's our good friend, Catherine Computer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
And it's Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Catherine, right. It's good to have you back. One of the things you've been working on lately and thinking about and talking about is how the way we present ourselves to other people when we're face-to-face.
Well, you
body language and things like that. How we do all that. It really can't be underestimated, can it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We pay so much attention to what our message is. And if we're giving a presentation, you know, or we're giving a pitch, you know, we've got our own business, we put so much attention on the slide deck, on the message, what we're saying. But, you know, some research shows that that's only less than 10% of the impact. What really counts is how you say it and how you come across.
Yep.
So 7% is the message, and the rest is your voice and your body language is very, very powerful. In fact, there's a lot of new research on that whole topic.
And if you think about it, let's say you're giving a speech.
Right.
When I'm giving a speech, I often use PowerPoint presentation. I don't always, but many times I do. Well, I only want them looking at the screen about 10 or 15% of the time.
Right.
The rest of the time, I want them focusing on me because I'm walking around and gesturing and trying to deliver a little energy, and because what's on the screen, you can take that in a few seconds, right?
So I think people make a mistake with too many words on PowerPoint slides. You want the attention to be on you because that's where the real impact is.
Yeah, it's called death by PowerPoint sometimes.
Totally.
So now, of course, if you're inside the business, a lot of times the PowerPoints are a lot more detailed and they're a lot more. But let's get back to just regular conversations, regular face to face stuff like you're on a sales call or you're in a meeting with folks in the building or whatever it may be. The way you stand, the way your shoulders are, the what you do with those, all that matters, doesn't it?
It matters a lot, you know, because, and also what it shows is, what the interesting thing about the new research is that the posture you take has a big impact on your body and your mind, and it changes, you know, high power poses make you feel powerful.
What is
low
a high power
pose?
Poses
make you feel weak, so you want to feel powerful, obviously.
What's a high powered pose look like?
Well, leaning in. You know, that shows interest and concern. Expansive gestures, you know, opening your arms, you know, projects confidence and leadership. You know, so those are two of the key ones. Taking up real estate in a meeting. So if you're sitting at a table, you know, taking up some room at the table, putting your hands on the table and leaning in slightly if you're making a point. Those are very high.
You know, one of the things I do when I show up at a meeting, I'm almost always early because I'm a little anal about making sure I'm not late. And so I'm almost always early. When I show up at a meeting, you know what happens a lot of times at these conference tables? There are too many chairs around.
Right, right.
You know what I do? I go around and I pull out chairs. I put them up against the wall. I find the place I want to sit, and I make sure that there's nobody too close to me.
Right.
I don't like being jammed up with a bunch of other people in a meeting. I do that because it makes me comfortable, not because I'm trying to present myself, but I think that's part of what we're talking about. What do you think?
Exactly. No, it's totally what you're talking about. In fact, I coach a lot of women because research shows that women tend to take up very little space, you know, and men tend to be more expansive. And that's a very smart, and it's a very problem for women because when you lean back and take very little space, you know, you're communicating low power. You're communicating disinterest or withdrawing from the situation. You don't want to do that. You really
I want to talk about the women thing in the next segment. Let's hold on. Let's hold that one because that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other thing.
Really, that we need to dwell on a little bit. But let's come back to what about. You talked about gesturing, you know, don't sit on your hands. You don't have to knock people over. And, and some gesturing can turn into mannerisms, which is a turnoff. So,
flailing too much is a problem because that's like nervousness, you know. So you don't want to be like flailing. But you do want to be expansive and use your arms to express an idea.
One of the things that I do that, and I just do it because it makes me comfortable, is if I'm going to say anything more than a few words, I stand up. If I've been sitting down, I stand up. I do that, number one, I think when you speak to a crowd, to a group, in a sit-down meeting, now obviously you're sitting around a conference table just to respond, you don't do that. But if you're somewhere in a group and there's discussion going on, stand up when you speak. It helps you project. People can hear you better, and it does what Catherine's talking about. What do you think, Catherine?
Absolutely. I mean, research shows if you stand up, stand tall with good posture, and express your ideas, that, again, promotes this feeling of powerfulness, and people feel engaged, and people will pay attention to you and listen to you and get off their BlackBerry, you know. And
so right.
That's very important. You want
When I give speeches, and often the audience, I get the audience involved. I did it yesterday. When somebody wants to answer a question or make a comment, you know, they'll do it when I call on them. I maybe you can barely hear them. I walk over and I say, "Would you mind standing up and repeating that?"
Right.
And they stand up, and it's like a different person.
Right. Right. Very, very good. Well, let me ask you this, Jim. Let's talk about, you know, a lot of sales takes place over the phone. You're on the radio. What's your posture right now?
I've never done my show sitting down. Ever.
Wow.
In almost 16 years, I've never done it sitting down. I stand up all the time.
Wow.
100%. There's no chair near me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that shows it right there because you're taking command, you know.
Well,
so that's a power pose. And even though we can't see you standing up, you know, you project confidence.
Well, it would be a thrill if you could, Catherine. Oh, Catherine, I need your website, Catherine, quickly.
My website is selfbrand.com. S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D.
Catherine the Great. Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the ladies after these messages. You know, that's one of my favorite topics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.